as you're speaking of A. Martinez, you don't have to wait for A to join us as part of the Triple Play tomorrow, because on Take Two of Two, A is going to be talking about the Dodgers as well. And you know, for many years, A was the host of the pregame and postgame Dodger shows on the Dodger radio station, and traveled with the team for many years. So always love hearing what A has to say about the Dodgers. That's Take Two at Two this afternoon. Well, there are three significant U.S. Supreme Court cases to be heard late this year and next involving controversial Trump administration policies. Joining us to talk about those three, two of which were announced by the court this morning, one which came in on Friday, is Supreme Court reporter for the Associated Press, Jessica Gresko. Jessica, thank you for joining us today.
How are you? Good morning.
I'm doing well. So let's talk about first the one from Friday. This involves using the census data of those that are in the country illegally as part of determining the allocation of House of Representatives seats. And the Trump administration, as I understand it, does not want to use the numbers that include those unauthorized here in the U.S. as part of that. So share with us sort of the legal issues that are going to be at play with this case.
That's right. So never in U.S. history have immigrants been excluded from the population count that determines how House seats and by extension electoral college votes are divided. And so the Supreme Court has agreed to hear this case. They've put it on a fast track and set arguments for November 30th. And we expect that they'll have a decision by the end of the year or in early January when President Trump has to report the census numbers to the House.
And if we have a presidential result by the time of the oral argument date, and if Joe Biden wins the presidency, could he reverse that policy and make the oral arguments moot?
Not in that case, because this is the Trump administration will continue until the next administration.
Oh, of course.
Biden,
yeah.
Or President Trump is sworn in again in January. And so this reporting has to happen before that comes about in January.
So the Trump administration controls regardless of the outcome of the election. So you said this is unprecedented. Typically with the census, do you know, have they differentiated between unauthorized residents or undocumented residents and other people included in the count?
So no, never before have immigrants been excluded from this count.
Yeah. And again, we're talking about unauthorized, not total immigrants. We're talking about those without legal status in the country.
That's right.
Yeah. Jessica Gresko with us, Supreme Court reporter for the Associated Press. Then this morning, we found out about two cases the court's going to review. I'm assuming because their schedule's got to be pretty full. This will be next year. But Jessica, you can elaborate. One of them has to do with the Trump administration taking money from the Pentagon and some from the Treasury Department to reallocate for the building of the border wall with Mexico. So what are the lower court decisions about that at this point?
That's right. So today the Supreme Court told us that it's taking two additional cases, this case about money to fund the border wall and then a second case about the Trump administration policy that makes asylum seekers wait in Mexico for U.S. court hearings. And both of these cases, like you said, will not be heard until 2021, unlike the census case. And that is because the justices have their calendar full already through December. And it's true that if Joe Biden wins, these cases could look substantially different.
Because in that case, a President Biden would have already been in office, so he could rescind those two policies.
That's right. Joe Biden has said that if he wins the White House, he will end the Trump administration's Remain in Mexico policy. And again, the Trump administration itself has considered this a cornerstone of their immigration policy. And the same with wall building, of course, which was a huge part of the president's last run for the White House. Joe Biden has said that he would end wall construction if elected, but that he wouldn't tear down what has been built under President Trump's watch.
We're talking with Jessica Gresko, who's Supreme Court reporter for the Associated Press. Do we have any sense, Jessica, of should Judge Barrett be confirmed to the court as the Ninth Justice, how she might lean on these cases? Do we have a sense of that?
I'm glad you brought that up. That is one interesting thing about all of these cases, and that is that we expect that a vote on Judge Barrett's nomination will happen in October, and she would start hearing cases right away in November. The court has a full schedule for November and December, and these would be among the cases that she would hear, certainly the census case, November 30th. And then, obviously, going into 2021, these Trump administration policy cases, she would also hear as well.
And Jessica, I don't know how much you're aware of this part of the story, but on the Trump administration's weight in Mexico policy while asylum is being considered, do we know how that's playing out in Mexico now? What's going on with those individuals waiting?
That's a good question. Obviously, the coronavirus has shut down the border between the U.S. and Mexico, and so this policy looks substantially different. In February, we know that the Justice Department estimated that there were 25,000 people still waiting in Mexico for hearings in U.S. court, but those hearings themselves had been suspended because of the coronavirus pandemic, and we don't know when those will start again. So, yes, of course, obviously, this policy was greatly affected by the coronavirus itself.
And is border wall construction going on as we speak, despite COVID-19, the wall still being erected on the border?
That's a good question. As far as this case is concerned, it involves $2.5 billion in Defense Department funds that are specifically the case that the Supreme Court has agreed to take. We know that 115 of those 129 miles of border wall that's funded by that $2.5 billion has already been constructed. So it's almost complete in any event. And that includes sections in California, Arizona, New Mexico, and West Texas. So it is actually almost complete.
Jessica, thank you so much for joining us. Anything else just to add about the significance of these three cases?
No, I would just tell your listeners that obviously the Supreme Court has been affected by the coronavirus as well, and that means that it has been hearing cases by phone. And for the first time ever, we've been able to listen live to the Supreme Court as arguments go on during the coronavirus pandemic. So if your listeners are up at 7 o'clock on West Coast time on days for argument, they can go to a whole bunch of different media websites to listen to those live, which is a new experience for all of us.
I'll bet. Do you miss actually being able to go into the court, though, to listen in person?
It's always helpful to see the justices' faces and the faces of advocates as they ask questions. And obviously, it's a different process via telephone versus in person. In person, the justices sort of jump and try to get their questions in. It's a very lively discussion. This is somewhat more orderly on the phone because they're asking questions in order of seniority instead of this free-for-all style that we're used to. But it's always great to listen to arguments and hear what the justices have on their mind about these cases.
I'll bet. Jessica, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it so much.
Thank you.
Jessica Gresko covers the Supreme Court for the Associated Press. Again, three Trump administration policies that the court has agreed to take up. One, which is a fast track late next month that they'll be taking up. That one has to do with the census and allocating House of Representatives seats and whether you include undocumented immigrants in the count into the numbers that you use for allocating those House seats, the other two having to do with border wall funding and with the stay in Mexico asylum policy. Both of those would be heard next year. You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPECC. Coming up, we talk about the fate of historic cabins, dozens of them, up in Big Santa Anita Canyon in the Angeles National Forest that were threatened or lost to the Bobcat Fire. We'll be back in 90 seconds.